We are now live from Tucson, Arizona, KXCI 91.3. We are the Moonstruck Coyotes.
Just a youngster around the table at home. I remember very well when company would come, and I would have to sit real still until the whole crowd ate. Mom would always say to me, "Hey, take a tater and wait." Well, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have such beauty ways, all because I had to take an old cold tater and wait.
Well, then the preacher, he would come to spend some time with us, and I would have to sneak around to raise a little fuss, for fear that I would spill the beans or break a china plate. Mom would always say to me, "Son, take a tater and wait."
Damn. Well, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have such beauty ways, all because I had to take an old cold tater and wait.
Before my time would come, all the chicken they would eat and just leave me the bun. A head and neck is all that's left upon that china plate. Makes you pretty weak to take an old cold tater and wait.
Well, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have such beauty ways, all because I had to take an old cold tater and wait. And that is why he looks so bad and has such beauty ways, all because he had to take an old cold tater and wait.
Right, that's Jim Gates on mandolin, and while Jim is switching to his guitar, I'm going to introduce this song. My name is Jim Hogan, and this is a song that I wrote a year and a half or so ago. It's our homage, so to speak, to all of the cowboy songwriters that came out of Southern Arizona here, people like Bob Nolan, Stan Jones, Charles Badger Clark, and who am I missing? Oh, Rex Allen, there's an awful lot more, but some of the best Western music in the world has come from right here in and around Tucson, Arizona. This is called Saddle Up.
One, two, three.
from Douglas to Wilcox on up to Tucson. Young cowboys played it rhyming as they rode along through canyons and cactus, sunsets and stars. Their poems turned into music on Spanish guitars. Saddle up, take a ride by a true Wrangler's side. Saddle up, sing along to a buckaroo song. The lore and the legends will never die while we're keeping the songs of the cowboys alive.
Cool water and tumbling tumbleweeds. We were Arizona waltzing with Rex Allen on the screen. Stan Jones was chasing riders in the sky way out there, while Badger Clark lost his heart in a border affair. Saddle up, take a ride by a true Wrangler's side. Saddle up, sing along to a buckaroo song. The lore and the legends will never die while we're keeping the songs of the cowboys alive. The lore and the legends will never die while we're keeping the songs of the cowboys
alive. Mr. Gates, what do we have next here?
We have a song. It's a song off my my latest solo CD, which is called Throw Your Heart Out on the Road. Yeah, and this song is about, well, really what it's about, you know, everywhere we look these days, there's scandals. It could be a politician, it could be a religious figure, it could be an entertainer. But the common thread that we all have, including us, is that whatever we're doing at any moment in time is exactly the right thing to be doing. And so that's why the name of this song is The Well of Self-Righteousness. And it goes like this.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
The Reverend Willie Jackson was a generous soul, a charismatic Bible-thumping preacher of old. Had a place around the corner, it was oh so fine, a combination liquor store and tabernacle shrine. Well, once upon a Pentecost, he went to a dive. He spied a fancy lady all tattooed and wild. "Where you staying, honey?" she said with a smile. "I'm in a trailer park down a Miracle Mile." Got a monkey on his back, his whole life was a mess. Tooting on his shoulder and a weight on his chest. He'd been drinking at the well of self-righteousness. My, oh my,
plated conscience and a Mercedes too. Shake your hand and your pocket while you promise the moon. Was a hero in the war and was an astronaut too. His daddy played his way through that big Ivy League school. A two-bit corporate lawyer and a contractor stooge. Gonna fix the government, he said with a smile. But he turns a blind eye down on Miracle Mile. Holy free, holy, well he had to confess. Got a monkey on his back, his whole life was a mess. Turtle on his shoulder and a rail on his chest. He'd been drinking at the well of self-righteousness. Finger in the pie, self-righteousness. Assassin dominatrix played a wide open hand. Words were softly spoken, always hunted and kind. She cut you like a sandwich, then she tossed you aside. Cracked the calculator, she was so sublime. If you thought she was a legend, you'd be wasting your time. Honey dripping, briar patching, Mona Lisa smile. A daughter of Eve, down on Miracle Mile. Holy cannoli, what she had to confess. Got a monkey on her back. Self-righteousness. My, oh my, self-righteousness. Finger in the pie, self-righteousness.
Tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt, and I am here live in Studio 2A with Moonstruck Coyotes on Locals Only. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, guys.
You're hey, welcome.
Thanks for inviting us.
So let's start off with introductions. Tell us who you are, what you do in the band, and then after that we'll get into the history of the band.
Well, okay. My name's Frank Hartline, and I've kind of been the rhythm guitar guy and the manager. I'm the manager, and I get 10% of everything, which is 10% of nothing so far is nothing. But we are really catching on here in Tucson and have played at a number of different places. My background is mostly choral music. I sing with the famous Sons of Orpheus, which are the choir of Tucson. Ambassadors of song all over the world, and with the Tucson Barbershop Experience, which is a very nice barbershop chorus. We sing all over their town, and we're having a big convention this year in January at the TCC, 2,000 barbershoppers. So I'm just warning you, watch out. Uh-oh. They'll be in every bar in the place. But Jim, how about you?
Well, my name is Jim Hogan, and I've lived in Tucson 41 years. In fact, I came here 41 years ago today, I believe, actually.
Oh, wow.
And as I crossed over the city line, there was a song, was a local song called Gonna See the Lights of Tucson. I don't know if anybody's ever heard that by a guy by the name of Jim Campbell. So it was a real omen for me. I'm a acoustic guitar player. I'm a songwriter. That song Saddle Up I wrote, and put together two CDs of my own, and we'll be doing one or two other songs of mine a little bit later on.
And I'm Jim Gates. I'm the guitar player and mandolin player and singer with this band, Moonstruck Coyotes. And Oh, what to say? I got my first guitar in 1966 and been playing them ever since. That was a Dan Electro convertible, right? Yeah, it's hanging on the wall, still in use. So yeah, that's what I do, and that's who I am. Over to you.
I'm Phil Anderson. I'm originally from California. I've spent a lot of time in Flagstaff. Got a grad degree, came down here. Been playing a lot, locally, folk, in many different units. Heard these guys at the Folk Festival a couple years ago, and
yeah,
through a damnedest collection of lies and half-truths, I managed to weasel my way into the band. Yeah. And it's been a year, and a CD. We have enough material for a second CD. It's happening real fast, and it's just a pleasure to be here. And it's a pleasure to have Duncan in the control room, because every time he does it, it sounds good in here. Thank you, Duncan.
Yeah, it sounds great. Thanks, Duncan.
So you all have pretty accomplished individual histories. I'd like to know a little bit about how you came together for this particular project.
You want me to try?
Yeah, go ahead, Frank.
I guess
Sons of Orpheus,
I guess
probably.
It got started with the Sons of Orpheus. All three of us here were singing with them and playing instruments on the side there during their breaks. And we had such a good time playing together, we decided to get together for the Tucson Folk Festival, which you guys, I know, support. And what a great festival that is. We've enjoyed performing there the last couple years. But we got together and got six songs up and played a half hour and just had so much fun that we even enticed Phil to join us. And we've been going great guns ever since. I mean, these three guys have day jobs, so they have kind of a limited time schedule, but we've managed to get, with Jim Gates' help.
He doesn't have any job, this guy.
CD.
All right. You know, you can't see us, but we're all old people here. Well, not that old.
Not that old. But we've been going great now, and we've got a CD release party coming up here. I think you mentioned it, Matt, already. This Friday night we'll be over at the Cushing Street Bar and Restaurant at 6:30 to 8:30, and we're going to do tunes from our CD, some of which you'll hear tonight, and plus we have a whole ton of new
yep.
stuff.
Any guys,
what would you guys add to that? Anything on the
band? it's 6:30 to 8:30 this Friday the 12th. Mm-hmm. And it's free to the public,
and do an anti-rain dance, please,
right? Because we're outside, you know, and that's where it's happening. If it pours, then off we go.
Let's play, shall we? Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll get back into the music in a minute. The only other announcement that I want to make here is that you can also find their music online if you'd like to hear some of that. So again, where's the website that they can find your information
it's
for that?
It's just simply moonstruckcoyotes.com.
Excellent.
Also, you know, you can find us on Facebook, and we've got a we'd love you to like us on Facebook a million times.
there's YouTube videos. All of our songs from the folk festival are on there, and some really cool photos. Yeah,
excellent. So we're gonna get back into the set here. We've got Moonstruck Coyotes live in Studio 2A on Locals Only. So keep it tuned in here, and we'll talk to them a bit after a few more songs. But first, back to the music.
Well, this next song is one that I was kind of inspired by a cowboy poet a little bit, but Jim Gates brought it to us. He had written some great, great lyrics and put it to a great tune, and I kind of wrangled my way into being able to add a few more lyrics myself. It's called The Arizona Border.
Francisco Coronado plays the dusty trail across the Colorado. Pray to heaven, curse the devil down below. As they rode across the land where the dry rivers flow. On the border, the Arizona border,
sun in their veins. In the name of progress, innocents were murdered. Pancho Villa, Cochise Geronimo, hated as bandidos or hailed as heroes. On the border, the Arizona border, on the edge of the land of the free, place where the river never seems to reach the sea. Immigration and the war on marijuana raise a wire to underscore the drama. Now the border controversy it remains, lying in the sand, the burning question of our age. On the border, the Arizona border, mysterious, bewildering domain, land of the people with the sun in their veins. On the border, the Arizona border, on the edge of the land of the free, a place where the river never seems to reach the sea.
Arizona border. Jim Gates on mandolin.
Thank you.
Yeah, this next song is a song that I wrote about a year and a half after Hurricane Katrina. It's about destruction and rebirth as well. There was a taxi driver that I met when I went to New Orleans about 6 months after I wrote it. His name was Buddy Love, actually, Buddy McClellan. All right, and he really epitomizes this song. He lost his house in the hurricane, and but he still had an awful lot of faith in the Lord, loved New Orleans, and wasn't going anywhere else. All right, so we hope you enjoy it. It's called The Night New Orleans Drowned.
One, two, three, four.
All my life I've been working, hardly made ends meet. Never sure for certain I could pay my rent or eat. But with double jobs and the grace of God, I finally found the means to buy my wife and children a tiny home in New Orleans. Music from the quarter would drift on down our way. Never thought a time would come there'd be no one there to play. But when Lady K blew into town and silenced those sweet sounds, we were rooftop, wet and left for dead. The night New Orleans drowned. We had nowhere to go and no way to get there. Scattered, my house sunk and shattered. but I'm walking across the Delta to New Orleans again. Some call her the Big Easy, but life there is filled with pain. It's the jazz and blues that eases all the poor man's stress and strain. So the day will dawn when we'll hear a horn blowing rebirth to our town. And for a while we might forget the night New Orleans drowned. We had nowhere to go and no way to get there. When the wind started howling on Lake Pontchartrain, now my whole family scattered, my house sunk and shattered. But I'm walking across the Delta to New Orleans again. Yeah, I'm walking Delta to New Orleans again. You know I'm walking across the Delta to New Orleans again. James, what's next?
Well, I believe Mansion Over the Hilltop.
Yeah.
What can we say about that?
Well, I think we've done this a number of different places, up at Catalina Foothills Church and also around town. We kind of like to do this on Saturday night in case somebody oversleeps and misses Sunday service. This is an old Tennessee hillbilly kind of gospel tune called Mansion Over the Hilltop. I think you'll like it.
Yeah. Jimmy switching a mandolin again.
And it's funny, we followed up with Whiskey Before Breakfast. So.
Right. Well, you know, appropriate.
All righty. 1, 2, 3.
I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. In that bright land where we'll never grow old, and someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver lined.
I want a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old, and someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold.
Though often tempted, tormented and tested, and like the prophet, my pillow is stone. And though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know
mansion my own. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are purest gold. Me poorer, deserted, or lonely. I'm not discouraged. I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of that city. I want a mansion, harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where grow old. And someday yonder,
and someday yonder,
we will never more wander,
but walk on streets,
but walk on streets
of purest gold.
But walk on streets that are purest gold.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only, and you are listening to the Moonstruck Coyotes live in Studio 2A. They will be with us until 10 o'clock. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. We're howling. Actually, yeah, coming up this I think Friday night when we play at Cushing is a full moon.
Oh, appropriate.
Yeah.
So one thing that I'd like to talk about, taking advantage of the fact that we're all celebrating Tucson's birthday this month, both at KXCI and all around Tucson, I'd like to hear your thoughts a little bit on the legacy of these cowboy songs and this Western music for Tucson's cultural heritage as we're looking back on Tucson's history this month.
Well, you know, it's as I mentioned earlier, it's got a tremendous amount of history. Some of the best songs I mentioned, Stan Jones in the song "Saddle Up." He wrote "Riders in the Sky," probably the number one rated Western song. He was down in Cochise County actually, with a buddy of his, and they were camping out, and they were looking up at the clouds as they rolled by, and he said to his buddy, you know, that looks like a herd of cows up there. Ghost Riders in the Sky was born. Bob Nolan, who wrote probably the two most, in my opinion, the most iconic cowboy songs, Tumbling Tumbleweeds and Cool Water, he went to Tucson High. He was a pole vaulter at Tucson High. He wound up going out to California, where he teamed up with a guy named Leonard Sly. They formed the Sons of the Pioneers. And, of course, if you know anything about Western music, Leonard Sly changed his name to Roy Rogers. Rex Allen, born and bred in Wilcox, Arizona, in October of every year. They have Rex Allen Days, a big weekend of Western and other traditional music down there. His son, Rex Allen Jr., still carries on his tradition. He performs all over the country. I mentioned Badger Clark. Badger actually was from South Dakota, but he, back in the early part of the last century, around 1910, he worked down in the Cochise County area along the border into Mexico and here. So many songs. So it's a The Western Music Association has a chapter here in Tucson.
Yeah,
that's become much more active. There's in fact, the Tucson Symphony has finally caught on. I'll plug my buddy Bill Gans and his Western band. They performed a year and a half ago with the Tucson Symphony, and they're going to do another performance this February. So watch for the Tucson Symphony doing all Western, traditional Western music.
Yeah, and it's still alive too. We've got the Cowboy Symposium coming up. We played there last year. And hope to get another invite. And these are real cowboys. They come in on horses and everything and spend their time singing. It's really a fun thing. If you get a chance, go on out and watch it.
Phil just mentioned Tucson Meet Yourself. Of course, we're going to be playing there in October. So keep an eye out for that.
Excellent. I'd like to hear a little bit about the new CD. Obviously, the CD release show is going to be on Friday at Cushing Street, but let's hear a little about the CD itself.
Ah, the CD. Well, I produced the CD. I'm happy to say that.
He's our engineer.
And I had some of the best talent around. These guys were first take stuff, and it was really a pleasure to put that together. It came together and pretty quick, but yeah, there's a lot of attention to the detail that goes into it, and I think everywhere we played, people have enjoyed it, and we needed that CD because they were saying, "Hey, we want a CD."
So, yeah, that was really in response to a request to we want to hear more of those, because these two talented songwriters really have a lot to give, and they want to hear it. And there's only one place to hear it, and that's on that CD.
Yeah.
Or come and see us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's about, I'd say about, there's two or three covers on it, and there's about three or four of Jim's and three or four of mine.
Yeah, it's a good mix. So.
How did you select the covers that ultimately made the cut?
Oh, the covers? Oh, well, yeah. You know what? In my mind, it seems like a band finds covers that fit the band, you know, and they end up being songs that you don't mind playing every day, and that they always sound good to you, and you know they fit. And the songs that don't, well, you look for another one, you know. And so that's how these were. These kind of fit us like a glove, I think, you know.
Yeah, and actually, you know, the first song we played tonight called "Take a Cold Tater and Wait." Frank, who wrote that song? Little Jimmy
Dickens. If any of you Ozark people are out there in Tucson, and I'm sure there's some. Little Jimmy used to play in WSM and the Grand Ole Opry. You'll remember him. He was about as big as his guitar. You could barely see him over his huge guitar. Great talent. He wrote that song, though, and now I know why he's so short. He only got taters, no chicken.
Well, Little Jimmy Dickens was a friend of Hank Williams, and that song, "Take a Cold Tater and Wait," had been on the radio, but it didn't make it too far up. And so Hank and Little Jimmy were riding around, and Hank said, "He said, Jimmy, you need a hit song, you know." So as they were driving around, Hank wrote "Your Cheatin' Heart," and he said, "Here's a song for you." And wow, you know. Well, the next thing you know, he got back to Jimmy Dickens and said, "I went ahead and recorded it. It was too good for you." but Little Jimmy Dickens did make it to like number 12 with "May the Bird of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose."
Oh, that's a good
one. All right. Yeah.
Well, it's been a real pleasure having you guys in studio tonight. I've loved hearing the songs and also the stories accompanying the songs. It seems very appropriate as we're celebrating Tucson's birthday to be celebrating this part of Tucson's legacy. So if you have enjoyed what you've heard tonight, don't forget Friday night at Cushing Street Bar and Restaurant. And that is what time again?
6:30 to 8:30.
6:30 to 8:30. And also moonstruckcoyotes.com and on Facebook as well. And don't forget that we record all of these locals-only performances and make them available as a podcast that you can stream on the KXCI website. Click on the Locals Only tab. So lots of great opportunities to hear the Moonstruck Coyotes music. Stay tuned into KXCI at 10 o'clock when we'll send it over to the Hub. Gene's filling in for Bob Girth tonight. But we've got another 15 minutes of great music by Moonstruck Coyotes first. So they're going to play us on out here on Locals Only.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you like some whiskey, Ben?
Whiskey. Saw two old men with a bottle between them.
this was the song that I heard him singing. Lord, preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast. Lord, preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast.
Well, I stopped by the steps where they were sitting, and I couldn't believe how drunk they were getting. Said, old Ben, have you been drinking long? Well, just long enough to be singing this song.
Lord, preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast. Lord, preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast.
Well, they passed me the bottle and I took a little sip, and it felt so good I just couldn't quit. So I drank me some more, next thing I knew, there were three of us sitting there singing this tune.
Lord, preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast. Lord, preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast.
Frank, is that the Saturday night or the Sunday morning version?
Oh, I think that's all Saturday night there.
Well, this next song is a I believe it is. You know, it's a Flatlander song. A Flatlander song. This is kind of a.
Yeah, we already did that.
No, I don't think we did.
Yeah, no. Instead, this song. I'm sorry. We're going to do a song called "Coal Mine of Your Heart."
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you guys will like this one. This is one of Jim Gates' originals.
Yeah, this is an enigmatic song. It's an allegorical fantasy. And it has no semblance to any real people that you'll ever meet.
Well, maybe so. Maybe not. So. You never know.
All righty.
Are you ready?
I am finally ready, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4 Well, I was just a miner when you offered me a job, knowing it was mean and dirty work. Well, I came back to dig for gold, but my miner's land was burning low, blinded by the darkness of your works. And I know I missed the mud, though I can do it, and I'm breathing slow, trapped inside the coal mine of your heart. And the twin peaks from Omaha wrap up in
spent my last dime on a diamond ring and a lunch pail, miner's things, a pickaxe and some candles to cut the glue. This old jackass with a bellow and a braid went down the shaft that fateful day. How could I know your heart would be mine too? Never dreamed that I'd be buried alive when I thought for sure I would survive, thinking the night had come till the perish. It seems I'm about to breathe my last, another casualty of your dark past, to live to extricate myself from your ditch. And I know I miss the mother of my canoe, dying out breathing slow, trapped inside the coal mine of your heart.
Wow, that's a good miner song.
Way to go. You know, actually, today is the anniversary of the coal miners being rescued down in Chile. Remember last year?
How do you remember?
It was on the radio. I listened to the radio today, and that was the this is the anniversary of their rescue.
Boy, that was something too.
Amazing, you know, absolutely amazing.
Got one more on you?
I got
one more. Let's do that one that we wanted to do.
Yeah. All right.
Introduce
actually,
that, would you please?
Well, where we are right here is in Studio 2A at KXCI 91.3, all right, at 200 and something South 4th Avenue. All right, and our hosts are absolutely wonderful. They've been terrific, and we're just so happy to be here and to play for them and to play for all of you out there in Radio Land. So this is a song originally done by the Flatlanders, and the reason I'm mentioning where we are is because we are right where we belong.
One, two, three, four. Now that I know that everything that I know is wrong, am I right if I say I didn't know that you knew all along? Put me on the hot seat, put me on the spot, tell me I'm in trouble and you tell me I'm not. But it feels so good I might be right where I belong.
Happiness can be so rare. It might be a different story if anything in life was fair. Well, if it's dog, dog, or cat, eat cat, I might never see the light until I eat my hat. I'm caught between the day and night, and pretty mama, I don't care. Right where I belong.
bassist, Phil Anderson, solo in here. Thanks, Phil.